Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 10th day of the month of Sivan. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our those in Eretz Yisrael and around the world. As we continue to monitor the news of a potential deal between the United States and Iran, now more than ever, have the right mindset as we dive in the best interests of America, for Israel, the Jewish people, for the world, and that there be peace. That he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, then Omar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yossi Lieberman of the Chabad of West Hempstead in West Hempstead, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Lieberman's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, there's chapters 21, 21, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, then translated into English. And that will be followed by the Mishnah Berach for our incredible Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Lieberman will conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program for a day, a week, a month, a year, you can do so at ou.org/call, ou.org/call. Just want to thank everyone who hopped on the call yesterday. We didn't promote it. We didn't advertise it. I had mentioned it going into the Chag HaShavuos, the day before Erev Yom Tov, that we would have a call on Monday. Some of you had reached out saying, you know, Monday is Memorial Day. Technically, the OU offices were closed yesterday, but if I'm able to balance family and the kids and everything, I was able to carve out some time. So well more than 100 of you hopped on, even though we didn't promote it, and it's just so meaningful to me. But more than anything, our capacity, our ability to dive it together and to learn it a little bit together. And so thank you for all of us who joined us. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Lieberman.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to begin with a story written in a letter by the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson. He shares the following event, that during the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was a particular community that was destined to sadly be wiped out. And the Baal Shem Tov, in trying to spiritually work the forces to annul this decree, he called together a rabbinic tribunal, a Beis Din. He told two of his fellow hidden tzaddikim, the previous Rebbe writes, their names were Reb Mordechai and Reb Kahas, and the idea was that to spiritually nullify this decree. During the sitting of the Beis Din, the Baal Shem Tov's soul ascended on high, and he noticed in the spiritual realm that this decree could not be reversed. While his soul was traveling back down, the previous Rebbe writes, he noticed that in one of the heavenly chambers, there was a very powerful light shining. paying attention to that, he also became aware that that powerful light was shining from the chamber that was corresponding to the soul of a wilderness man who spent his time chopping wood. And during his time chopping wood, he would recite Tehillim, and he would recite the entire Tehillim 5 times every single day. And the Baal Shem Tov came to know that this bright light that was shining from this chamber was the light that was created through the words of Tehillim recited by this individual. So the Baal Shem Tov went on his merry way and decided to travel to meet this wilderness man. And when he met him, he had the following question. He says to him, that if you knew that with your Olam Haba, with your share in the world to come, you can save an entire Jewish community from, God forbid, being destroyed, would you do it? And immediately the fellow responded that if he does indeed have a share in the world to come, he would completely give it up. And that annulled the decree. People gathered together for the purpose of praying, for the purpose of saying Tehillim, for the purpose of davening. It's important to note how powerful the words of davening are, especially the words of Tehillim. In the book of Hayom Yom, the Lubavitch Rebbe writes that if we only knew how powerful the words of Tehillim are, we would never stop saying them. We should understand that they can affect us, our children, and our children's children for many, many generations. Coming off the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the celebration of Shavuos, where we recently commemorated the events of receiving the Torah, the nature of why Hashem ultimately gave us the Torah was because we stood ki ish echad b'lev echad, like one man with one heart. Meaning that if us as individuals have the power to create such tremendous spiritual change by praying, by davening as individuals, how much more so can we accomplish tremendous transformation from undesirable things to good things by davening together, by coming together as a people. So considering the power of the davening, and considering the power of the Rabban, the power of the many that gather for the purpose of davening, we should pay attention and understand that the davening of a Jew is very, very powerful. And with that in mind, we hope and pray that as we say these words of Tehillim, Hashem will respond to our prayers together with the prayers of all of Klal Yisrael. And of course, will grant us all of our heart's desires, and at the same time, will grant us all the Yeshua, the Refuah, the Nechama, the salvation, the healing, and the comfort that we need to deal with the challenges that life and Golus pose for us. And ultimately, these davening and these words of Tehillim and the fact that we're davening together will ultimately pierce the heavens to the point where we'll transition from Golus and we'll move into Geula and we'll have our own individual Geula to get us out of the things that inhibit us and don't allow us to progress, and ultimately the ultimate Geula collectively, where we'll be reunited with all of our loved ones and we'll travel back together to our holy land, in our holy city, and our holy temple with the coming of the righteous Mashiach. May we merit to experience that b'mehera v'yameinu speedily in our days. I will continue with the reciting of Tehillim, as Rabbi Herman mentioned, starting with chapter Chof, chapter 20. Lamnateach mizma le David. Yancha adinoi biyoim soda. Yisagev chashem le Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikoidesh umitzion yisadeko. Yishkoi rekol min choysecha vaylocha yidash nesela. Yiten lecha chil vavecha vachol atotcha yimalei. Hey, Makarov, when a fall, Uvanachlu, Kam, Uvan is oidod. Adinoi, Hoshi, Hamelech, Yanenu, Via, in Karenu. Kufchaf Aleph 121. Shilam Aleph says, Hey, Ne, Yavah, Hare, Meyay, in Yavah, Yezri. As the Imayim Adeno Yosei Shamayim Vaharetz. Al Yitayim Lamoyet Raglacha Al Yomim Shemrecha. Ine Lo Yomim Vila Yishan Shemir Yisrael. Adeno Yishemrecha Adeno Yitzilcha Yad Yiminecha. Yoimam Hashemesh lo yakeko v'yareach baloi lo. Adeno yishmarcha mikol ro yishmoir es nafshecha. Adeno yishmar teso uvayecha me'ata v'ad oilom. Kuflamed, chapter 130. Shira ma'alois mima'amakim k'rasicha adinoi. Adinoi Shima Vikoili Diyama Zechashuv is the Koil Tachmunoi. Ima Voinoi Tishmor Yo Adinoi Miyamoid. Im Hasli Kalamanti Vare. Iviti Adinoi Kisanashi Vilid Varoi Hoi Kaldi. Nafshi la adinoi mi shoymrim la boiker, shoymrim la boiker. Yachel Yisrael el adinoi ki im adinoi yachesed v'arbei moifduz. Hu yivdet Yisrael mikor la boinoi sov. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batoru v'ashivyo ho'imne mebein bayom mebein bayabosho. Amokai mirachim aleim, v'yaitiye mitzara lezocha, v'me'afele lo'ira, v'mishibu de geula, ashto ba'agola u'vizman kariv v'noymar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaverech avisteinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayalei tov v'hagadol Yisrael v'anshei koyachos habitachon, ha'im demal mishvar avisteinu v'ari eleheinu, v'gvul halavonin v'ad midvar mitzrayim, v'mayim ha'gadol, ad v'voi ha'arovo, v'chol mochim sheheim, ha'yabasha v'aviru v'ayom, yiteinu adeinu yisoyveinu, akamim aleinu nikofim lefeyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tov V'Tuka U'Mikol Negel Machla V'Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem Yad Geis Leinenu Tachteihem V'Yadrei V'Chesed Yeshua V'Atzeret Yitzchon V'Yikuyu V'Yam HaKasuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'Elohim Imachem V'Yilachem Lachem Im Oyveichem L'Yashiah Eschem V'Bnei Mahar Amen. Mishaverech avetzeinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, v'moishe v'aroin dovod u'shloimoi, v'yivarech es ha'choylem.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Lieberman. It's really wonderful having you on. We look forward to having you back. Please, God, in Yiras Hashem in the near future. And as always, I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. We'll see you back in Yirat Hashem tomorrow.